You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everybody. Blessings to you on today. Wow. It's time for another edition of one of your favorite radio programs. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. And I am blessed. I'm so honored to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And wow, I am so thankful for all of you. I want you to realize that I am so all the love, and y'all just so sweet. Just sweet. Listen, I want to thank you for all of the love that you have sent my way, and continue sending the love. Yeah, don't get stingy. I'm getting greedy, so you can't hold back on the love. Continue to allow that love to flow, and I certainly do appreciate it. Thank you very much for those of you that are connecting with us on the internet, on the radio. Several of you have really let me know that you are enjoying the broadcast, so hey, you enjoying me? I am certainly enjoying you. I really am. So I want you to realize that you can go to our new website. It's up and running, everybody. DrMichaelMosley.com. Same name, same domain. That's the proper word for it. But we had a new website. I don't know if some people forgot, but I had a crash. Yeah, somebody crashed the profit. I'm like, what's up with that? But anyway, I had a website crash and lost a lot of the data or whatever, but it gave us a chance to do some things new and get a fresh website. So go to the website. You can sign up on the website, sign up for my emails and promotions and all of that, and I would just love to stay connected with you. You know, we can really do great things together if we stay connected. You got to stay connected to what is encouraging you and inspiring you, and that is why I really want to stay connected to you, because that's what you do to me. You really do inspire me. I just can't say thank you enough. Several of you send me just emails and little notes and text messages, so I do appreciate it. Today, you all, I have a great show, and I want to give some readings on today. Now, listen, if you want to be a part of our live recorded audience, yeah, because by the time you hear this broadcast, it is recorded, but we record it live. And so if you would desire to be on a radio broadcast with me, all you got to do is text LOA to 40691. Okay, text LOA to 40691, and you too will be notified when I'm doing a live broadcast. Okay, now listen, today, you know what? I was giving a reading to someone, and this message just flowed right out of my mouth, and it really inspired me. So I want to share that message to you, and it's only two words. What are those two words? Slow down. Slow down. That's what Spirit gave me to share with this particular client. And I'm like, wow, that's good. I'm going to write that down for myself. Slow down. You know, many times we feel like I got to speed up. But today, I want to encourage you, slow down. Listen, don't go anywhere. I want to explain that to you. Plus, I got to go to my wonderful callers and give some insightful readings. It's all happening right here on your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. You know, that's my exercise music. I say it all the time, don't I? Now, I'll be honest, I haven't heard it in a while. That means I haven't been exercising like I should. But I'm going to get back on that. You know, we used to say this in church all the time. We would say in church, pray my strength in the Lord. That's what we say in church. Pray my strength in the Lord. Now, I don't know what all that meant, but y'all just pray I get stronger so I can exercise like I'm supposed to. But I thank you so very much for being on today. You know, Everybody, this is a wonderful time of life. It really is. And it has been a little bit challenging. Even not, no, let's not diminish that. No, it's been a lot challenging. You know, it's been a lot going on in this year of 2020. Now, I'm going to be like you. I think I already got my bottle of champagne ready for New Year's Eve. I think I already have it ready. But, you know, I was giving a reading, as I was stating earlier, and a message came from Spirit to the client. And that message was simply slow down. Now, you know, and when I said it to the individual, it just really inspired me. Slow down. Now, sometime in life, we wonder, well, I feel like I'm running out of time. I got so much to do. I got this to do. I got that to do. But right now, I want to encourage you to hear what Spirit is saying, and that is slow down. You're about to miss something or miss a grand opportunity, and you don't want to do that. You want to take the time to slow down. I want to encourage you. You know, there are times in our lives when we should speed up. You know, accelerate, come on, let's make it happen. And then there are times when you just need to slow down. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and when it rained in Houston, oh, it rained. Now, here in Georgia, I don't too much drive in the rain. I guess I'm a little bit older, but especially at night, because to me, it looked like they just lack street lights. I don't know what it is. Some areas I find it more challenging to drive at night. But when it would start to rain, everybody, that's when it really became problematic for me. That's when it really became challenging for me when it rained, even in Houston, because I was like, oh, goodness. Sometimes when it really gets to raining heavy, 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 it's hard for you to see what's in front of you. It's hard to really see where you're going. You reduce your visibility. Even sometimes it's raining so hard till the windshield wipers don't look like they're doing good. That's a time when you got to slow down. During those times in life, you got to slow down. In slowing down, keep in mind, that is not a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's just a way of life, as somebody would say. It's just what life is requiring right now for you to slow down. Sometimes you may feel like I'm running out of time, but no, you're not. You still have the time because Spirit, God, the universe is working with you. Slow down. You know, in Houston, when it got really the heavy rain and I had to slow my car down, the reason why I did that was because I was focused more on my safety than my destination. Sometimes you got to be focused on your safety than your destination. You're still going to get to where you're going. You're just going to ensure a better safe arrival. I want to encourage somebody right now. Hey, you're headed in the right direction. You're on the right freeway. And it's not your fault that it's heavily raining. It's not your fault that COVID-19 is here. It's not your fault that racial tension is here. It's not your fault that you got to stand 6 feet apart from everybody. But it is our responsibility to slow down. It's not your fault that maybe the kids are at home and you got virtual learning going on and you may not be able to go to the mall. Y'all, that's killing me. I'm telling you, it's killing me. You know, I haven't had the privilege of going to my favorite restaurants like I really want to. Oh, that's another thing that's killing me. My children told me the other day, Dad, we haven't been to the restaurant in a while. I said, yeah, baby, it's been months. It's been months. But in all of that, it may not be the most enjoyable thing to do, but right now, life is calling for us to slow down. Slow down. You may have to spend a little bit more time at home, but it's to ensure our safety. You may have to slow down and put your mask on, but it's to ensure your safety. You may need to slow down and stop, sanitize, wash your hands a good amount of time, and then proceed further. But right now, we got to slow down because we want to not only get to our destination, we want to get there safely and to be able to enjoy it. You want to manifest your new home and then enjoy it. You want to manifest your new car and then enjoy it. You want to manifest that beautiful relationship. And then you also want to enjoy it. So take the time to slow down. Slow down and enjoy your children. Me and my children the other day, my son asked me, Daddy, let's make some meatballs. He likes the cranberry meatballs that I do. And I said, okay. So what we did, we just stopped. I came out of my office and we just made cranberry meatballs together. Hey, if you want to see it, it's on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page. But we had a great time. We slowed down. I slowed down and took time with them. I may help them roll the little meatballs, season it. And it was just fun. And this is for somebody that's listening to me. Sometimes you just need to slow down and create beautiful memories. I believe you can do it. I believe that God is counting on you to do it. Slow down and enjoy life. There is so much more for you if you just slow down. All right. So now I need somebody. In fact, somebody, you can text that to me. All right. Even when you hear this broadcast, you can text that I am slowing down. Why don't you do that? Listen, I want you to text it to my office line. I have it connected to a mobile device. You can text that. I am slowing down. Just text that to 916-467-4448. All right? Text that. I am slowing down. For real. I am slowing down. Some of you got beautiful trees in your yard. When was the last time you really looked at that tree? When was the last time you really stopped to smell the roses? When was the last time you just really stopped, gazed into that loved one's eyes and told them from the depths of your heart, I really do love you? I want to encourage you. Life happens. Things happen that we didn't expect to happen. But right now, it's our turn to slow down and enjoy life. Are you going to do it? Listen, I'll be right back. I got some callers already in the queue that I can give insightful readings to. But right now, I just want you to text me that I am slowing down. Text it to 916-467-4448. I'll be right back. To your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm happy to be here on today. You know, and in this day, I want to encourage somebody, slow down, okay? Somebody gotta take the moment, gotta take the time to slow down. All right. Sometimes it seems like, I got so much I got to do. But hey, you got to slow down. You're going to get there. I promise you, you're going to get there. Sometimes we're in a hurry and really don't know why we're in a hurry. And sometimes it's just what life requires. It just requires you to slow down. Hey, it's raining. You don't see that rain out there? You know, you can't see. Slow down. We're going to make it. Sometimes you just may be a few minutes delayed. But your safety is more important than meeting your dinner reservations, right? Listen, I believe I'm going to the phone line. I'm going to talk to Tammy. Let's see if I can get Tammy on the line. Tammy, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Now, Tammy, where are you calling me from?
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I'm originally from New York City.
Oh, you from New York City. Okay, wonderful. Now, you're living in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
Now, Tammy, you know, this is a season we got to slow down a little bit.
Yes.
Have you noticed any that was a need for you to slow down? What area of your life have you had to slow down in?
Well, I have a couple of friends. And lately, one of my friends, supposed to be my best friend, he's been acting real crazy. I don't know. He's going into different stages of crazy.
Okay.
But I have been staying away from him, you know, because I believe God is taking me somewhere and I'm trying to back myself up away from a whole lot of people because I keep asking the Lord, Lord, I'm lonely. I'm lonely, Lord. Please send me somebody. But then the Lord spoke to me and told me, you have to just hold on. Like you say, slow down, hold on. So I'm holding on and I'm trying to back away from, you know, all the negativity. Because I don't like to be around people that every time you say something to them, they have nothing positive to say.
Well, that's good. That's good that you are pulling back from the negativity that others may have. And that says that although you may be lonely, which is okay, it's good to recognize that I am not desperate and I'm not settling. And that's a good thing. Even though we may be lonely, and it's okay, sometimes we are. But at least I have enough commitment to myself to know that I cannot just connect with anybody. I got to slow down. Let me slow my roll. Let me see. Well, I don't want to attract that into my life. So let me back away from that I can open the door for something greater. So Tammy, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, how long am I going to be lonely? No.
You know, that is a good question. Now, let me answer that one for you. Because what I have to tell you is, as soon as you were talking, I heard that answer earlier while you were talking just a few moments ago. And that is, this can end immediately. It really can. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, I want to have somebody in my life that I can enjoy life with. But right now, I want to encourage you to practice opening your heart and welcoming fun. That's what I want you to welcome. Fun. Mm-hmm. I look at fun as a spirit or an energy, and I want you to begin to welcome fun. You know what, Tammy? I don't know if you've ever been to a nightclub or a dancing event or something of that nature.
Yes.
But I've been to a couple of them. Mm-hmm. And it's always fascinating to me to see people on the dance floor that are having a good time.
Yes.
When people are out there, and I've even seen really single women, just they're single out there and they just in the music and they dancing and twerking and shaking and moving, and it becomes attractive, not necessarily arousing, but it's just attractive. It's exciting. And so it's exciting to see somebody else having fun. So what I want you to do is I want you to open your heart to more fun, not predicated on somebody, but it is initiated by you. You have fun with you, with your thoughts. I don't know. Do you like to read, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing. I hear a lot of reading. I could just see a book, so that's telling me reading. I want you to have the fun that you read about, and that's what I really do here. Have the fun that you read about. What is special about the month of September?
Huh?
Is there anything special about the month of September?
No.
All right, then it will be. I want you to hold on to that month. At the time of this recording, we are just about ready to enter into August. But the month of September, I do feel, will be very plentiful and beautiful for you. And I do not feel that you will be by yourself. I do feel that you will enjoy other company and you're going to have fun. So let's open the idea of fun. Let's get out there and really enjoy life. Even in this pandemic, have fun, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Tammy. I appreciate you. Bless you, too. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Let me see if I can go. I want to find Anita. Let me find where Anita is and see if we can get Anita on the phone from Tennessee. Anita, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I like your energy. You just all just real good. Just, I'm fine. How are you? Now, Anita, this is a time that we had to slow down. We had to just really slow down. You know, the pandemic is here. Stuff is going on. So tell me this. What area of your life have you had to slow down in?
I don't go. I'm not on the go as much as I used to be. I take more time for me.
Really?
Than I do for anything else.
So now what do you do when you take time for you? What give me an example of what that is.
I go get pedicures. I just get in my car and I just drive and I watch the scenery, go look at houses.
For real?
Yes. Uh-huh. But I don't get out of my car. I stay in my car.
Now, you know, she got to put that disclaimer there because somebody says, you ain't going to be out of me. You're supposed to stay in. But she don't get out of the car. And I'm sure I'm going to help you out. I'm sure that when she get out the car, she have her mask on. Isn't that correct, Anita? Please say yes.
Okay. I have two masks in my car hanging from my my rearview mirror that gets washed every week.
Oh, see there. See, she's safe. She is safe. All is well. All is well. Okay, so Anita, what can I look into for you on today, my dear?
I guess health-wise, because I've been having back problems.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having back problems. And I guess I want to know if there's anything different that I can do than I've been doing. Like maybe eat something different or do sit some, I don't know. I just need to do something different about this back.
You know what? Now, I don't know if this is related to the back, but I will say this. I see ginger. Now, I don't know if that would help the back or why I am seeing ginger, but that is what I am looking at is ginger. I'm quite sure that's ginger tea and ginger ale, all of that other stuff. But I cannot say that this is going to help the back, but I do know this is something that I am being shown right now. So that may be something that will help. I also see you, I don't do no, you know, exercises like this, but I don't know why I'm looking at it. I think they're called knee bends. When you hold your arms out and you bend your knees, something like that. I see
squats.
Oh, see, I don't know what that is because I sure don't do.
I just started doing squats last week.
Oh, for real?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Because for a minute there, I was exercising every day, and I was like, you know what? I need to get back on my squats.
Wow. Oh, shame me then. Because really, I didn't know what it was. I know what I'm looking at. So you're doing the right thing. So I guess what God is saying to you is that you're on the right pathway. You're doing really good. You're strengthening those muscles in the back. Now, I know most of the time we're dealing with back is probably the bone. But I want to say you're doing something with that muscle that is going to help alleviate that tension in the back. Okay. Now, the third thing that I want to recommend to you to do is to see a chiropractor because I just feel that it's a minor bone that is out of place.
Okay.
That's really
that
what
makes
I see.
Sense.
I see a minor bone and it has to do with the way you're sleeping.
That makes sense.
Okay, so it's just the way you sleeping. You need some more pillows or something, okay?
I already have four on the bed.
Well, we go now. We go pray for Mr. I can't say Mr. Anita, but Mr. Wright. Maybe you just need to lay on Mr. Wright. See, that's all that is. You just need to lay on Mr. Wright. Lay that wonderful head on his chest and alleviate all of that pressure and put it on his shoulders. Y'all know how you women do that.
Yes, well, send him on, Lord. Send him on.
Please, Jesus, send him on. Listen, I am so appreciative of you, my dear. Continue to hang in that. Continue to do the work, the good work that you're doing, and know that all is well. Go see that chiropractor, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, my friend. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Hey, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I got to talk to Tasia and Lisa and Carol. Oh, we got some people we got to talk to. But right now, think about slowing down. You're not being punished. You just want to get there safely. You want to enjoy the ride and not be so quick to get to the destination. Enjoy the journey. You're going to have a great time. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am happy. I am so happy to be here with you on today. Don't forget to go to the website. Yeah, I got it redone and everything. DrMichaelMosley.com. And you can schedule your reading right there. Get your personal reading with me. And we have a great time in the reading. So I want you to schedule your reading with me. Go to DrMichaelMosley.com. That's DrMichaelMosley, and schedule your reading with me. It was doing a reading that I was having with someone that Spirit gave me a message for them, and it really inspired me too. And the message was two words: slow down, slow down. Sometimes we're such in a hurry, and I gotta get this done, I gotta get that done, gotta. Well, one thing you gotta do is also slow down. Sometimes you gotta take that moment to take a nap. Yeah, you take a nap, lay down, but sometimes, like myself, my body starts to crash because, you know, I have two cups of coffee in the morning. So then my body starts to crash, and I'm yet trying to work through it. I'm just really trying, but then I give up. And once I do that, I just go take a 15-minute power nap. And that really is the truth. A 15-minute power nap. I wake right up in 15 minutes, and I'm ready to go. Sometimes you just got to slow down. Go outside, look at the flowers, look at the grass, you know, slow down. We are in a pandemic, and right now it's nobody's fault. We just got to slow down. Well, some people say, well, yeah, it is. Some people doing some stuff and they causing problems. Well, I encourage you, still slow down. slow down and enjoy life. When life creates a problem, it's still our responsibility. How are we going to handle it? You know what? I was a little fella, and I believe it or not, I was little before. I was. But you know, I remember that I was learning how to drive. Well, really, I got my driver's license, and you know, but I was young. I was a teenager, and it started to rain. And I remember that I was on the freeway, and I think I pressed the brakes to slow down, to stop. But it was on the freeway because it was starting to rain real heavy. So I wasn't trying to stop. I was just trying to slow down. Well, what happened was that the car started spinning. And it got out of control, and boom, it hit the rail. And the police came. And I remember this. Do you know they wrote me a ticket? I was about 19 or 20 years old. They wrote me a ticket, and I'm like, what's this for? Well, they said, well, it was still your responsibility to maintain control of the vehicle, and you didn't do that. But I'm like, it's raining. Well, you got to talk to the judge about that. I remember that. I was like, I didn't cuss at that time. Praise God. But I was mad. I was mad. But it did teach me, hey, you're still responsible. So I got to slow down. You got to get to your destination, but you got to get there safely. Let's go to Florida and talk to Tasia. Tasia, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, Tasia, what area in your life have you had to slow down in?
I would say, you know, the past few weeks, I've taken some leave off work, so it's just been good just to be able to breathe and to not have so much pressure and demands. So it's been very therapeutic for me.
It's been very therapeutic for you. So now, So do you have a do you feel that you have a demanding job?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So tell me something that you have done for you. What have you slowed down and did for you?
I've been resting more. I've been resting more. I've been focusing on my health, eliminating things from my diet.
What have you eliminated from the diet?
Junk food, dealing with the stress of, you know, work and life with food, whether you're celebrating or, you know, whatever it may be. I've just been trying to work on those patterns.
Do you feel that you are an emotional eater?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's what's coming to me. I don't know why, but I'm getting that. So you feel that you are an emotional eater?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be nosy now. What is your favorite junk food? Just what is your favorite junk food?
Mm-hmm. You know, I like good food, but it may not be as healthy. I like to eat out. I like to try different restaurants and maybe not eat the healthiest thing on the menu.
Oh.
You know?
So the greasiest hamburger sometimes, just the one with the grease and the cheese on it?
Possibly, them if I'm in the mood, you know, in the past, of course, I'm a new woman.
I like that. You know, in the past, yeah, I'm like that too. Now I'm 51, so I'm like, things I used to do, it ain't that I don't do it no more, it's just that I can't do it no more.
Yeah.
So, tell me something, my dear. What can I look into for you on today?
I'm with the first caller. I would like to look into just the area of love, you know, companionship, you know.
All right. So, you're looking into the area of love, but the area that you really need to look into is the area of trust, because your trust level is very low. Your trust level with people is very low, and that's what's preventing you from a relationship. It's that trust level. You really have to ask God or the universe to help develop trust within you. Everybody's not out to get you. And this should explain, I don't know if you had a, used to have some dreams of people like you were being chased. I don't know, but this is coming to me. Like, I feel like I'm being chased or something is after me in a dream. Does that make any sense at all to you? And you can say no.
It's not coming to me right now.
Okay. But because I'm getting this, and that, I don't know why, because normally I don't get this that often, but I feel like I'm dreaming, and I feel like I feel like something is trying to get me. Like every now and then something is trying to get me. And so, and you can think about that and inbox me later and let me know this. But I need you to grab this. God really is with you. And I want you to release your fears of being totally accepted. You know, sometimes we'll tell people, some people say, well, tell me something about yourself. Well, I may tell you my name and what type of food I like. And I may also tell you, you know, what type of movies I like to watch. But there are certain, a whole lot of things within me I won't tell you because I have a fear of being judged. And that's where that trust issue comes with you. You have an issue of being judged because you like onion soup? Well, yeah, I like onion soup. Well, not me personally, but you're afraid of being judged by the things that we love. But there is someone that really is excited about you and that would love to just cherish you and honor you just the way you are. So be truthful with yourself and celebrate who you really are and what you really love, and trust the process, or trust that the universe is sending that correct person that will love you, and you don't have to hide anything, or you don't have to keep everything hidden. You could really be who you are and walk comfortably knowing that they really accept all of you. Now, that's what I really do hear. Does that make any sense at all to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Hang in there, my dear, and let's look for more love, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley, and listen, I believe I'm going to Lisa of Springfield. Lisa, how are you doing on today?
I'm good.
Good, Lisa. Well, it is a good day. It really is. It's a good day, and it's a good day to enjoy yourself. So, Lisa, what area in your life have you had to slow down since during this pandemic?
You know what? I have always been a slow down person. It's just my nature, and that's how my life has always been, and lucky for that, and that's how I've made it be. And so I'm just flowing with it.
Oh, I like that. You just flowing with it. So, and you said you pretty much are a slow down individual. You really just flow with life. Now, does anything cause you to be stressed?
All little stuff.
Like
compared
what?
To other people. Oh, gosh.
I would ask you that right now.
I mean, it's just little stuff. There's so many little things. It could be nothing compared to another person. But for me, little things do, because I'm such an easy peasy person and I've gone through such an easy, low stress lifestyle.
I like that.
And
you remind me of my son. He is like that. He's very just easygoing. Very easygoing. So you remind me a lot of my son. And I think that's a good way to enjoy life. Now, most people that are like that, they have a strong level of faith. They just have a strong level. It's going to work out. You know, I'm not going to be worried about that. It'll work out some kind of way. Those type of people really amaze me. And it does. Because they attract that. They manifest that. They say, I'm not going to be overly concerned about that. It'll work itself out. You know, I had a client today and they told me something. They said, oh, Dr. Moses, I'm just not going to worry about it. I'm not going to stress about it. Things that happen when I need for them to come through. And they do. They always come through. So I like that.
Yeah.
So now tell me something I can look into for you on today.
Okay. It's my love life again, relationship love life, on where I'm at this point. I've been up and down with their relationship, and it's just, I'm hoping that I'm done with this person. I can look forward to my main yum yum or soulmate for the rest of my life.
Okay.
That's what I'm wondering and thinking.
Well, what is happening is I get the impression that it was over before, but it rekindled. It started back. Is that true?
Okay. It's been back and forth several times.
Okay. Now, the same, in other words, let me share with you a picture that I'm looking at. I'm looking at a front door, and it has not a regular lock, but a deadbolt lock. And so that's my sign to say that you keep unlocking the deadbolt. But it's a deadbolt. Deadbolt. It's supposed to stay locked until you decide to unlock it. Now, this individual, I'm sure they're a wonderful individual, but if I have to be honest with you, you are welcoming their personality, their characteristics. They've shown you who they really are. And it's not that it's bad. It may not be just what you are totally desiring, but you the one that accepted to unlock that door. So I have to encourage you. What Spirit is trying to share with you today is, where is your strength to keep the door locked and unlock that door when someone of your desire or someone of your preference come to that door? It's all up to you. It can be over or it can continue. That choice is yours. Are you going to accept it or are you going to deny it? It's not a bad thing if you do or if you don't. But don't keep unlocking the door saying, well, this ain't changed. That ain't changed. And that, well, now, come on. Now, you got to accept this person have shown you that they do not like lima beans. And you keep wanting them someone that like lima beans. So now, if they don't like it and they tried it and maybe still don't like it, accept them for who they are. And accept and appreciate what you have gained in the relationship. And now let's move forward. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Amen. On the spot. You betcha. That's exactly. Yep.
So I encourage you.
You're
let's
right.
go. Let's
Thank
make it
you.
Happen. Okay. Blessings to you, Lisa.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you again real soon now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. I'll be right back. Hey, sometimes you just got to slow down, right? Your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so happy to be with you. Listen, don't forget now, text the word reading to 40691 if you desire to schedule a one-on-one time with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691, or even better yet, go to the website drmichaelmosley.com. All right, go to the website drmichaelmosley.com. Let me talk with my friend. I believe I got Carol. Carol, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing on today, Carol?
I'm fine, Dr. Mosley. I am just fine.
Wonderful.
I was surprised I saw the message come up, and I was happy to get a chance to talk to you.
Oh, you so
good. How are you?
I really am. I'm doing good. I'm like everybody else. Be glad when I go to the mall and when I can go back to my favorite restaurants. But you know what? You know, this is a time that, like I said, we just got to slow down. And even in slowing down, Carol, we discover new things. We discover new things.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, and so that's, I am enjoying that. It's like I'm discovering new things. So tell me something, Carol. What area in your life have you had to slow down in?
I think my whole life slowed down. So many things. I was actually... I followed up on advice you gave me some months back, and I have been writing, and I was writing today about the changes in my life. I mean, big things that really affect you, like working from home. That makes a major change in how I maneuver and how I go around. There's no reason for me to stop at the mall because I'm passing. Things like that. I started a relationship in the last quarter of last year. So we've had to be slow, obviously, with COVID, but the relationship is growing nicely. So wow. Slow down is not a bad thing.
You know,
in
that,
some ways,
that is going to, I'm going to have to do a show on that. I'm going to have to do dating in the midst of COVID-19. I really want to do a show on that, because I didn't realize that. You know, how do you find love, or even, I don't know, right now, you know, you got your mask on, you don't know who got what, you don't know if they contaminated, you know, do you kiss somebody, or do you, and we don't even want to go all the way to making love, but I don't know, I don't want you, right. What you got in my bed, you know, it's just, I never thought about that, it's just something I want to really, I'm going to have to do a show on that, how do you date in a pandemic?
It is difficult, you know. I am very fortunate. It was a blessing that this person was brought into my life when they were. So by the time COVID hit, we had at least established a baseline and realized that it was something we wanted to work on. So we've managed to get through so far. I don't go around like someone else said earlier. I don't go anywhere. So whereas before I would have, especially in the summer, I love summer, I would have been going out to shows and concerts and things like that. But that's not happening now. So it forces me to look back at crafts that I had put down, or my writing, or what do I want to do? Is this the house I really feel comfortable in? Things like that, that you examine yourself.
You know, one thing I will say that I've had to slow down in is really enjoying my home more. Going into other rooms and just sitting down, reading a book, even cleaning, you know, because cleaning helps me therapeutic-wise. But it makes you slow down. I'm so used to going into certain rooms all the time. But now sometimes it makes me just slow down and say, hey, let's check out this other room. Let's sit down over here. But now, Carol, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I don't know. What do you see? What do you get for me?
That things, you know, really, one thing that I do get for you is that things are moving. The word delayed got to me, but I don't see it in that same sense. Some things are purposefully delayed. And whenever I think of something being delayed, it got slowed down. When a flight is delayed, it's gotten slowed down. It's not on time. It's not on target. But then it does arrive safely. So some things in your life have been delayed on purpose, just for you to realize how beautiful, and that's exactly what I'm getting, how beautiful life really is for you. Now, I don't know if you realize this, but you are a motivator to several people that are in a small group of people. It's a small group, but they are looking at you. You may not even know who they are, but I just see like seven people in a smaller group, but you are a motivator to them. So there's seven people that are really watching you and how you're handling life. And it's a good thing that you're teaching and inspiring them to slow down and enjoy life. So I want to congratulate you for that and know that everything, and this is the last thing I got to give you, nothing that you have done is in vain. Nothing. It is just time to really slow down and enjoy life. Your dream is really manifesting, okay?
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Well, I want to encourage you. Keep going, Carol, okay?
All right. I will.
Blessings to you. Listen, everybody, I want to share this with you. Also, don't forget, there is a new movie that is coming out. And in fact, I think it came out today. You can go to the LOARadionetwork.com, the Law of Attraction Radio Network.com, and get more information. I believe it's called The Secret, Dare to Dream. It's a beautiful movie that's coming out. I want you to go see it. It's called The Secret, Dare to Dream. Now, I believe it's online, and you can get it on your computer. It is absolutely phenomenal. So if you're on Facebook, go to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and you can get the information to how to download the movie, The Secret, Dare to Dream. It's based off of that book called The Secret. Yeah, and I love it. That's one book I do keep in both libraries. I got one upstairs and one downstairs. I never know when the spirit may hit me to read it, but go and enjoy the movie, The Secret, Dare to Dream. Okay. Listen, let me see if I could find, where is Angela? Angela, are you there? How you doing, Angela?
Yes, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Angela, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, Angela. Now, Angela, what area in your life have you had to slow down in during this pandemic?
Well, it seemed like I had to slow down in a lot of things with the pandemic, but I really slowed down a lot of not giving, but giving myself and my time to a lot of people that really didn't love me and just used me.
Okay. All right. So I take it we got some love issues going on right about now.
Well, yeah, was just mostly friends, people that I thought that, you know, love me. And I, regardless, I love them from the bottom of my heart. But sometimes God let things happen to open up your eyes. And this pandemic did, because all those people is removed from me now. So, you know, I'm in a better place with them gone.
Well, that's good. That's good. Sometimes we need to realize that, you know, we appreciate what they brought into our lives and we thank them for what we've gained. And now some things is just time for us to move on. And that's okay. Now, I encourage you now, don't be angry or don't be upset with them, but just say, hey, it is what it is. It was what it was. And now let's move forward. So now tell me something, Angela. What can I look into for you on today, Angela?
It's my future, my career-wise. God bless me with many talents, and it seems like I'm in a standstill of doing it. And I just want to know where, like, what it looks like for me in the future, you know. And I pray to God and some keep enhancing my talent, because it's things that I never went to school for. And it's like, I have, like, so many talents, and people say you should be doing something. And I'm trying, and I just want to know, like, what you can do for me.
Tell me this. What do you want to do?
I want to do everything God blessed me with. All the talent, I want to do everything that he gave me. I want to use it.
No, hold on. Because I only got a few more minutes left. I want to get this very clear.
Okay.
What talent do you want to use? What specific talent do you want to use?
My talent is fashion, beauty, motivating women. It's just that I don't know the category, and I think that's my problem. I don't know what category to put it in, but it's
you're right, and that's why I have to tell you, that's why I was going that route, because I need you to realize, sweetheart, you are blocking your success. We just got to map it out. But what happens to you is that you allow, I have to repeat that, you allow opinions of other people to block you. And you have to decide, what do you want to do? What is it? Because you can be successful at anything. You really can. It depends on your drive, your determination. Now, when you started talking, I didn't know why, but I kept looking at a sewing machine. So I didn't know what you did. But now I understand that you create fashion, and that's wonderful. But I want to encourage you. I believe you could do that, but you have to really emphasize and push your belief in yourself. Sometimes your belief in yourself wavers. You know you're talented, but it's like, well, can I really do it? I know I can make that, but can I really do it? Can I? You know, it's almost like somebody, I know I can get that house. Yeah, I can qualify for it, but can I maintain it? Can I keep it? Will I keep it pretty? Will I keep it this? You, sometimes you take things too far. You got to figure out what is it that Angela wants to do, and let's go for it. I think you have some designs already.
Yes, I do.
So I think you need to start with those designs, those fashion designs. Start with the clothing area, and then you can develop that into other areas, skincare, makeup, whatever you want to do. But I want to encourage you with the clothing, because you already have some designs. You already have either some sketches or something like that. And I want to encourage you, let's keep with that fashion. It is a good thing for you, and I believe you can do it. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am so happy to be here with you. And you know what? Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at it. It's time for me to go. It's time for me to go. But listen, I want you to take the moment, take the time to slow down. Okay? Sometimes, you know, it is good to speed up. But even like Angela, sometimes we just got to slow down and say, okay, now what do I really need to do? Let me slow down. Sometimes when I'm lost and I'm in a, you know, driving around and maybe I get lost, you know what? Automatically, you're going to slow down. Most people don't speed up when they're lost. I'm going anyway. No, most of the time we slow down because I got to figure out where I am. Do I recognize anything? What's the name of that street? What's this freeway? So we slow down. But once we get our bearings, once we know where we're going, where we're headed, then we can take off. Then we can speed up. Then we can exhale. But every now and then in life, you got to slow down. You got to realize what is in your hands to work with. What are all of your priorities? What are the things that you have to deal with? Sometimes you got to slow down and give your wonderful spouse the attention they deserve. Sometimes, us as parents, we got to slow down and really take thought of our children. Let me spend some time with them. They need my time. They need for me to slow down. They need me to stop, watch the movie with them, put the phone down, and really spend that time with them. You know what? And saying this really as an adult, many of you know my mother passed last year. But one thing I do remember is the time. I remember the time. I remember her cooking, taking the time to enjoy and making a wonderful meal. I do remember the time just sitting down watching a movie. I remember the time. Every now and then, we got to slow down and create beautiful memories. It's okay to create a living and create money to pay the bills, but also create a memory. Create a special moment. Slow down. You're going to reach your destination, but you want to reach it safely. Okay, listen, don't forget to go check out the movie, The Secret, Dare to Dream. Oh, it's wonderful. You got to check it out. And go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, okay? drmichaelmosley.com. Go there. You can book your reading, and I would love to talk with you and maybe Spirit to share a word for both of us like he did with this last, well, not the last reading, but the reading before. When he just told me to share with her, slow down. And I'm sharing with you and myself. What we need to do, even in the midst of this pandemic, it's not our fault, but it is our issue. It's our problem. And if we want to make it through it, we got to slow down. I pray that you enjoy yourself and continue to slow down. Now, you know it. I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but unfortunately, I'm out of time. But go to the website and schedule your reading and let's have some more time together, okay? Go to drmichaelmosley.com. I love you and stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. God bless yours, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.